There's been a very serious issue brewing in our community for a couple of days already, and I've avoided taking a stand on the matter, a formal stand on this matter, simply not to stoke the flames of Machlokes any further. And therefore I've been waiting to see that Be'ezer Hashem's Machlokes should die down. Unfortunately, this Machlokes has boiled over even further and is really, literally ripping apart our community tragically. And really, it's about inyanim shel mabakach. Really, this is not something that really deserves that our community should never be ripped apart, but certainly not for something which is of not that much significance, although many people consider it to be significant. Another issue is that I have a personal bias and a personal interest in the outcome of this issue. I have a negi over here, I have children in the moistis, and I really want to see them be successful, both the moistis being successful and the children being successful in those moistis. Yeah, there are other biases too. There's family members that are protesting, and family members against testing, and family members that are pushing in one way, and family members pushing another way. But there's no other negia than being a parent to a child who really wants to see our children flourish in a moises which is not being ripped apart, but held together strongly with all the parents and the teachers and the schools working together collegially in a way that will be l'te'elis, l'shem, l'sila v'seferes. Unfortunately, this issue brought to fore a lot of emotions, accusations. This is not the Torah approach. The Torah approach, we need to approach everything in a calm, logical manner. Of course, in a way, ba'achdus, not in accusatory language, not accusing one another of agendas, hidden, sinister agendas. Everybody over here means the best for their children, the best for the moistas, the best up your Torah, and the best what the Rebbe wants. So let us approach this in a very calm, reasonable fashion. I'm not taking any sides over here. I don't belong to any side, but I want to let's just examine what does the Torah have to say about this. In the Torah, the Torah ascribes a lot of power to people in different positions of authority. Doctors, the Torah nitnu l'shus l'reif l'rapas, and we know so many times when the Rebbe was asked questions in Refuah, the Rebbe avoided answering or said that people should ask doctors, whether reif mumcha, reif yedid, professional doctors, a friendly doctor, etc. When it comes to medical questions, this is not the place for amcha to give their opinion. Doctors are meant to be giving opinions. Shailas and halacha should be determined by Rabbanim. Das balabatim hepech das Torah. Balabatim are not supposed to be giving their opinion about halacha matters. Halacha matters are purely in the role of Rabbanim. And as the Rebbe said so many times, Asei Lecha Rav, Rav Katzas, Rav Meire Heira, etc., etc. Parnasa matters should be advised by financial advisors, people that are mumchim and experts, Yedidim Avinim, in the area of Parnasa. Chinuch decisions should be made by Mechanchim. Askanas decisions should be made by Askanim. In the case before us is purely not a medical question, it's not a halacha question, it's not a Parnasa question. It's a question, what is the right thing for the moistis to do right now to maintain their survival? The moistis have decided, after doing thorough research, and again, I'm not giving an opinion whether they're right or wrong. I don't have sufficient knowledge, although I've heard a lot over the last few days, an earful from all different directions. But the moistis have done their own thorough research, together with Askanim, and came to a determination what they think is the right thing in order to maintain their moistis and to continue to be mechanech our talmidim. They're not relying on conspiracy theorists, they're not relying on hype, they're not relying on all kind of theories that are thrown around on social media. We're not talking about individual people who hear a theory and they jump to conclusions. They've done thorough research, or at least so they say, they've done their thorough research, what they think is the right thing to do. And it is within their full right to do the research and come to the decision from a chinuch point of view, or from a haskanah's point of view, what's the correct thing to do. Now, yes, there might be issues, and we need to examine whether the moises are operating in the proper framework or not in the proper framework, whether the structure of the moises should be different or not. This is not something we accomplish through social media, op-eds on the internet, etc. If and when there needs to be a change to the structure, that needs to be addressed and should be addressed, but this is not connected over here. And really, it's really horrible when people confuse the issues and mix issues together, mixing in general structure issues with a particular vendetta and agenda right now. And if there needs to be a change to the moises, that should be addressed in the right forum, in the right proper way. But that's a side comment. But back to what we were saying, the moises need to do the proper research, and they've come to a decision where they think is the right thing. They say they've been in touch with other Askanim and other Moistas and other communities. I know that the Rabbanim in Borough Park, for example, all the Rabbanim all there have signed a Kol Kora protesting not only for Moistas but for everyone. United by all the Rabbanim there and in other communities likewise. At this juncture, let's pause a second. I want to take this opportunity, and I think this is very important that we all rally behind this to give a tremendous Yashar Koyach. Aleinu l'shabeach l'hoides l'halal to our mechanchim, the Moistas and the mechanchim of our children, who have done such a phenomenal job over the years b'chlal, and right now b'frat, and now is the time to pick them up and at chas v'shalom put them down. Under these trying times, what they've done, both when they closed the schools, before any health authority or government authority said we have to close the schools, and afterwards how they continued to manage the Moistas via Zoom and all kind of interesting ways, including keeping the Moistas open in a time when it wasn't yet 100% okay to keep the Moistas open, including afterwards running to set up an online school like that within a day or two, required a tremendous amount of effort and research to maintain it all the time. For parents to be simultaneously parents and teachers. Parents think they've been parents and teachers simultaneously while the kids are at home. Just think about doing that while you're actually a teacher in the classroom too. Running their kids who are at home at Zoom and being teachers as well. The mechanchim have tremendous amount of effort. The pay that they've received is a joke compared to the mesiras nefesh that they've invested. Add to that the camps which were legally not allowed to operate, and just 1, 2, 3, a camp was set up within a week or two in a way of mamash l'chatchila riber. The Moistas are going through trying times with interference from alle Seiten in Israel, kulm lebayis and achutz, and yes, may I say, from parents too, who are really making it difficult. And they're going through a tremendous mesiras nefesh. This is not the mesiras nefesh that they're having in other communities nearby, where they're actually told legally they're not let open, and they're still open, and they're getting fines on a regular basis, and they're really, mamish almost sounds like learning Torah underground in Russia. But we've almost close to that. The community has received a warning from the government that if we reach a certain stage, which we're almost near that, then our moistas will have to close down. What so-called deemed non-essential businesses will have to close down, and shuls will have to be able to operate in a limited capacity, and no one wants to see that happen, chas v'shalom. And unfortunately, some people think the fear of businesses is more sincere, is something to be worried about more about their parnasa than about the moistas. But that's, again, a side point. The moistas have to really think how to tackle this. And yes, I've heard theories about other ways how to tackle this, but it's the moistas' decision what they have to do in order to keep their moistas alive. And again, we thank them very much for everything they're doing. The fact that people are now trying to undermine the Moistas is a davar mavil b'yoser, to disparage the Moistas, to come out publicly and berate the Moistas, to make statements, and even worse, things have gotten ad l'kedei mesira l'arkoyos rachmanu l'tzlan, hoyu l'yisir, that people have been sending lawyers' letters to the schools, and asking people to sign, encouraging Chayta Machti Saradin. It's an Isur Gomer al Pitoyre to go to Arkoy Shal Goyim. It's an Isur Gomer even to threaten with a lawyer's letter. Someone who writes such a thing had a Zechide Vegide Vekeilu Heidem Yad Betoyre Smesha is going against the Torah. Regardless of who's right, this is a Dover Mavel to take the Rebbe's Moistus into court for a decision that you're not happy with. It is perfectly legitimate for you, for me, for us, if we're unhappy with the Moistas. I've taken my children out of Moistas when I've been unhappy. You could take your children out of Moistas when you're unhappy. And the Moistas could take you out of the Moistas when they're unhappy with you. That is the relationship. This is the marriage that we're in. We're in a relationship, parents, Moistas, and children. It's like two parents, husband and wife, with a child. And this marriage has to be held together. And unfortunately, there's times where there's a need to secede and separate. A basic fundamental principle that we all know, that when there's marital disharmony, the one who suffers the most are the children. Out of this machlokes, the children are the only ones that are really, truly suffering. If this decision is something which is so critical to the Moisid, then because of that it thinks it can't have you in the Moisid, they have the full right to make that determination. If this decision is so critical to you not to do the testing, you have the full right to take your children out of the Moistad. But certainly, even after you take your child out of the Moistad, you don't badmouth your child's parent. You don't badmouth the one who was in your marriage with you together. These moises need to be maintained. They need to be not only maintained, they need to be strengthened, they need to be supported as much as possible. And parents have to be supported with their right to make the full decision as they see fit for their kids. The only nafke minute that we have right now is what happens if chas v'shalom, if a parent decides that this decision really runs against the grain of everything they stand for, and they need to do the unusual method, the extreme method of removing their child from the moised. Or, I should say it differently, the moises have decided, this is extremely important, they will not allow a child who is not going through the testing or the waivers, whatever, I'm not going into the pratim right now, they can't have them the moised because they think this is critical for the success of the moised. The same with the parent, the school could decide what kind of uniform should be worn. And even though most decisions are made in advance, this is a decision that by nature cannot be made in advance. The school has to make this decision, and if whichever party thinks that because of that, the relationship now has to be terminated, one has to consider whether tuition, the remainder of tuition, should be reimbursed or not. That's purely a chesher mishpat question, which I will not go into. That is the only question that really we could have over here. And that question needs to have both parties sitting in the presence of each other in front of a bezin, which will deem decide. It seems like there's room to say that the moised has a right to withhold the tuition. It would seem like, but I'm not sure about that. In most cases like this, probably the decision, and again, especially you can't say if we don't hear the parents and the moises in the presence of each other, but generally in halacha, there's room for such an argument. There's also room for an opposite argument. And generally in halacha, normally we would come to some type of pshara. Roy lefasher is probably what the bezin would say. And this is all this is all just assessments of what could possibly be an outcome of a din Torah. And we're going a bit too far over here. Roy lefasher means it's suitable to compromise, which is always a good thing to do. But there certainly needs to be a healthy conversation going on, not an unhealthy, undermining conversation. We are here for the Te'elis of our Talmidim. We don't believe the Torah value is not where everybody has a right and a decision to decide what they deem fit, what they think is the right thing. In the Torah world, there are obligations, there are responsibilities, there are achrayisen. It's not about me having the freedom to choose, to pick, to do whatever I want. We have Bechira Chafshas, whether to choose Alpi Torah or Shalei Alpi Torah. And that's about it. But the Bechira is something that we need, while we have Bechira, we have a mitzvah and a chiv, an obligation to choose Alpi Torah. And this idea of my personal freedom is being denied, this is not really a Torah approach. This is the Moised, I am the parent, and let's decide if we want to be in this relationship or not. And my piece of advice, personal piece of advice, this is not a psak. The psak al pitoides, Moises have a right to make such a decision. The psak al pitoides, parents have a right to remove their children. My advice for parents is that when it comes to inyanim of limud haTorah, we do things which, even if they're difficult for us, and even at kedei mesidas nefesh, we can have parents and children learning in underground cellars in Russia. And we can even have a child, unfortunately, having something going up their nose if deemed necessary for the maintenance of Torah. And even if I don't believe that's the right approach, if that's what the Moised is doing, I, as a parent, believe it's my utmost right to support the Moised. And again, this is not saying that the Moised is right or wrong. They might be right, they might be wrong. It's not even relevant to the conversation. The right thing is, again, in my opinion, as a parent, to support the Moises wherever possible. And it is really something which is fundamentally wrong that the Moises is doing. So if it's when it comes to a yachid, then it's a place for a yachid to come and have a conversation with the Moises and say, listen, I feel my child is being discriminated against, something we could do for my child. When the Moises make the rule for the klal, it's practically impossible for every single yachid to come and have a discussion with the Moises. And the Moises can't change the rule for the klal based on the prat. Te'elis harabim. The benefit of the community outweighs the benefit for an individual. That's the klal and Torah. So the Mois has to make one uniform policy across the board, as they do with other things, the way they see fit. If you think you want to get a group of people to try to convince the Mois otherwise, and it's done with Darkanoim, with Darkasholim, and it's not done with billboards all over the world, lambasting the Moised and undermining Moises, but there's a group, a Mishlachas, who wants to come together and sit and talk to the Moises, You can do that. That's perfectly legitimate. That's acceptable, legitimate way of talking. And maybe they could be convinced there's another better way of doing things. Perhaps that the Moshe might know better, might have done better research, and you don't know what you're saying. Perhaps it's the other way. That's legitimate. But this kind of conversation has to, the way the conversation is running right now, has to stop. We need to support our Moshe in making the determination, like the Rebbe would often write to people when they ask them a question, people simply ask the question about leaving a moisid. The bach want to go to another yeshiva, and the Rebbe will tell them the determination for that is based on your anhala, what you learn right now. Which, as bachims, was very hard for us to swallow. We're learning in a moisid. The Rebbe is telling us, if I want to leave the moisid because I'm unhappy there, who should I talk to? The anhala. The anhala doesn't want me to leave. They want me to stay. They have a bias. But this was the Rebbe's general klal. And certainly as parents, we need to support the Moshe that we're learning now. I think I've said enough about this topic. I think the issues are very clear. I know people might be going and twisting my words, and we'll make further machlokes out of this. I can't control that any further. But I do have to say what I think is the right thing, Alpi Torah. I've stopped saying, I've been holding back from saying this for the last couple of days, but things have gotten totally out of hand. As a chassid of the Rebbe, and as a shliach of the Rebbe, and as someone that the Rebbe has entrusted me to lehoid Islam Hashem, I believe I have the achrayis to tell people what I think is das Torah according to what the Rebbe wants. And it is no suffix of my mind that what's happening right now is not what the Rebbe wants. And the Rebbe wants we should be supportive of the Moshe and support him all the way. So the Eivish Delphin should be an end to this madness on every level. We won't have to resolve such kind of issues, and we should be zeichet to the Gula, Mitzvah, Ashlema, and our tired children, Al Tigu B'Mashiachai, Elu Tonekeshel B'Yisraban, our tired children, which are really called Mashiach, will be the ones to stand in the forefront, and we'll be able to say, "Ru'u gedulim shegidalti." These are the children that we've raised together, parents and moshes together, and stand in the line in front of Mashiach Tzidkenu Kol Tov.